Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, Black and White Network is about to get real, real ugly now that the election is getting closer and closer. We're in the month of May. How many months do we actually have before the general election? May, June, July, August, September, October, November. 6 months away from the general election. Now, we know that Big Tech, man, they actually had a role in censoring material from the 2020 election. Everybody knows about the Hunter Biden laptop story that got suppressed on Twitter, the old version of it. They were trying to say it was Russian disinformation. Yeah. And that was actually a poll that said that if people actually knew about that laptop, it really probably could have actually changed the election. Don't know, but that's what the polling actually said. But it's going to be Donald Trump and sleepy Joe Biden. We know that. And I really don't know why they're even having their conventions. We know who the nominees are going to be. Some people think that Biden won't be the nominee. I mean, they're trying to wheel this man in over the finish line, but it is backfiring. Now, guys, I'm going to speak for myself here. My life was much better under Donald Trump. Business was much better under Donald Trump. I mean, guys, if you are a YouTube creator, man, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the ad revenue. It's dropped a lot since Biden's been in office. I'm talking about like probably close to half. OK, just keeping it real. Everything is more expensive, guys. The economy, man, we're in the tank, man. We were actually in a recession, but for some reason, they changed the definition of what a recession was under Joe Biden. I mean, they're trying to protect this man, but he is so terrible, man. It's not working. It is not working. Donald Trump, man, probably is going to win big. Probably is. But we know that there are forces out there that really don't want this man to see the White House again. I'm talking about on the left and the right. Establishment definitely doesn't want him. Big Tech, I'm pretty sure, doesn't want him. Now, folks, there was an epic Donald Trump ad that was put out on the internet. I saw it. It's really good. Where it was actually a Democrat calling somebody, and this person actually voted for Joe Biden. He's like, yeah, life was better under Trump. I'm voting for Trump. But it seems like the Big Tech overlords censor it. Google is really who I'm talking about. Yes. Trump's ad got censored. This is scary, man. Apparently it was for policy violations. Now, watch an ad. What policy was actually violated? I have no idea. I have no idea. But I do have it, man. We'll actually check it out. And I didn't tell you guys this, that there was actually a Democrat door knockers knocking on my door. And I really wish I would have actually went to the door. But I have a doorbell camera. I can actually talk to him. And it was this Democrat trying to make us vote Democrat. I said, no, we don't vote Democrat. There's like, can I leave something? I was like, no, we don't vote Democrat. They left. I was nice about it. OK, But anyway, let's get into this Google story here. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Look at this here. Google bans ads showing how life was better under Trump than Biden. I'm not really surprised, guys. And I believe it's actually going to get uglier, man. I mean, during the 2020 election, man, we had a bunch of problems on our YouTube channel. We actually lost the YouTube channel monetization wise after the 2020 election because Google started, I guess you can say, changing rules and stuff like that. And we lost the channel for a whole year. We got it back. Now it's the Matron Rose Show. And glad that it's actually back, man. But let's go ahead and read this, guys. It says an ad from President Donald Trump's campaign has been censored online by Google. Reporter Andrew Orange posted screenshots of the ad being removed for a policy violation on the tech giant's search results. Wow. This is interesting right here. And if I go over here to YouTube, not YouTube, but it's right here. You guys can probably see it a little bit better here. Look here. It says this ad has been removed by Google for a policy violation. It was live in the Google archive this morning, but I just looked and it's now been removed. Super PAC spent over $15,000 targeting it at specific communities near Macon, Georgia, after launching it on April 25th. Wow. So right here, guys, you can see right there, removed for a policy violation. What? I'm curious as to what policy violation. Now, when it comes to like the YouTube side, of course, YouTube is actually owned by Google. They'll demonetize videos and they won't actually tell you why. So it's kind of funny. Like I've had videos on this channel, if you're watching on YouTube, they get the green dollar sign, which means it's monetized. And then like a day or so later, it'll be the yellow dollar sign, which means unlimited ads or demonetized. And they don't really tell you why. You can actually put in for a review. And for the most part, it actually does flip back to green, but sometimes it doesn't. And they don't really tell you why. Funny, right? But this is the ad right here. 30-second ad right here. And I don't see a problem with this ad. Let's watch it.
Hello, I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah. I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals? They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm with the Biden camp.
Yeah, so you see that right there, man. You see that right there. What policy did that actually violate? I have no idea. No idea. And of course, right here, according to Marange, a reporter for NBC News, Google removed the advertisement for the vague justification of a policy violation. On Friday, the advertisement was live in Google Archive, but it's since been removed. Policy violation, man. Trust me, man. We know what that means. We know what it means. But man, this is strange here. But most of Americans actually believe that the Trump administration, things were much better than the Biden administration. Overwhelmingly. I mean, there's multiple polls out there talking about this stuff. But man, this is scary right here, man. Scary. Google censors that ad right there. Really? That's ridiculous, man. But That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.